early to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckle face in the neighborhood. There's a new girl in town with a brand new style. She was just passing through, but if things work out, she's gonna stay. Thanks. 147. Sorry.
Vera, Vera. This is a cash register, not a typewriter.
But I pushed all its buttons and it still won't open.
Why don't you try pushing the button that says open?
Oh! Oh, Mel. Now I've lost all my change.
It's on the floor, along with all your marbles.
Why? Why me? I give to the Red Cross. I watch the wall.
Mom, in with the baby. Okay, Floyd, what's it gonna be?
No, how's that chicken a la king today?
Hell, even the flies won't go near it.
Oh, gone. I don't know why I keep eating down here.
Well, because you're a masochist.
No, I ain't. I'm a Baptist.
Hi, Flo. Hi, Tiger. Hi, Mom.
Hey, big boy. You're new in town, ain't you?
Hey, what's a nice mother like you doing in a joint like this?
How'd you do on your spelling test?
Pretty F-A-R-E.
That good, huh?
You can't expect a guy to be sexy and smart.
Then you're 0 for 2.
I got 100.
You did? Oh, Tommy, that's terrific. I'm really proud of you. Hey, what's this?
Oh, it's nothing.
No, it's not nothing. It's something. Father-son campout sponsored by the community center?
Forget it. I'll throw it.
Wait a minute.
Oh, it's somebody must have been stuck in my book.
Why are you being like that? Tell me about it.
What's the point? I'm not eligible. For a father and son campout, I'm missing one basic ingredient.
Do you want to go?
Oh, sure. Oh, but you're going to have to turn on some guy like crazy in order to get him to marry you by Friday.
Listen, if I did turn on some guy that good and get him to marry me by Friday, I don't think he'd want to spend the weekend with you, you know what I mean?
Don't worry about it, Mom. Maybe next year.
No, no, you're going this year. I'm going to take you.
Mom,
yeah?
This is fathers and sons, and I don't think that you can pass the physical.
Listen, I'm going to get in some old pants, an old shirt, put my hair up, wear a hat, wear some boots. They do it in the movies. Tommy, maybe I could pass as a man, huh?
In order to pass as a man, you're going to need a turtleneck girdle. Look, this weekend is just guys, no mothers. Now, you wouldn't want to be the only woman there with all those guys. Now, would you?
I would.
Hey, Squirt. Come here.
What's up, Mel?
Oh, Flo, I feel terrible. Oh, relax. Alice, he's handling it better than you are. No, no. I know my kid. He's disappointed.
You want to earn a quarter?
Who do I have to knock off?
Well, I want you to take this sandwich down the block to Harry the Barber.
Sure.
Here.
Hey, Mel, you made a mistake. This is 50 cents.
Who asked you? Get out of here.
Boy, thanks a lot, Mel. You're the greatest.
I got it. Mel's the answer.
If Mel's the answer, I'd hate to hear the question.
Listen, doesn't Mel love to go camping with the guys?
Not as much as he loves to go camping with the girls.
I'm going to ask him to take Tommy this weekend. Huh?
What's going on? Alice wants Tommy to go on that father-son camp out. But Tommy's father being dead now, she's going to ask Mel if he'll take his place for the weekend. Will the cemetery let you do that?
Hello, Mel.
Hello.
Nice day, huh?
Yeah.
The sun is shining.
Alice, this is Phoenix. What do you want the sun to do, drool?
That's good, Mel. You look good today. You feel good, Mel?
Alice, somewhere along the line, I get the feeling that this isn't just a social call.
You know, Mel, that's what I love about you. You really have the ability to see through a snow job.
I can, huh?
Yeah, you do. You know, I mean, you really know when somebody's trying to con you. Mel, how would you like to go away for a couple of days?
Alice, not so loud. Flo will hear you.
Oh, Flo knows.
Flo knows?
Sure.
Alice, I don't go for that,
Oh, Mel, I'm sorry. You misunderstand. I meant to say, how would you like to go on a father-son camp out?
Well, how can I? My father lives in Chicago. Anyway, he's too old.
Let me start over.
What?
Hello, Mel. Mel, this is a father-son camp out sponsored by the community center. What Tommy wants to go, and I was hoping maybe you could take him.
Wait. What is this? Oh, a father-son camp out. Oh. You're not serious, are you?
Yes, I am. He really wants to go, Mel, and he looks up to you so much, and you're so terrific with him, and it would mean so much to me.
All right, I'll do it.
Oh, thanks.
All right, listen. What I'll do is I'll call up, and I'll get as much info as I can from these people.
Yeah.
Alice, your boy Tommy's a good boy, and I think I can teach him an awful lot.
Oh, I know you can.
Here, Mom. It's money for Harry's sandwich.
Oh, thanks. Did Harry give you a tip?
Yep. He said I could go in there any time and I could have a free shave. What do you think, Mom?
I think you got stiffed.
Anything's better than his haircuts. I mean, Mel's been going to him for years and you can see what he looks like.
Harry the barber is just El Cheapo.
Yeah, I heard he went on his honeymoon alone.
I have such news for you. You're going to have a busy weekend.
Oh, come on, Mom. You're not going to make me hang up my clothes again, are you?
No, dummy. You're going on the father-son camp out.
What?
Yeah, Mel's going to take you. Ain't that great?
Oh, hey, that's super. Yeah. Wait till I tell the guys I can go. Peter Johnson has a whole bunch of extra camping equipment I can borrow. I'm going to go right over there.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
Oh, tell Mel I love him.
Okay.
And I'll call him later.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh. Sugar, that is one happy boy.
I know.
Oh, boy.
Alice, this whole thing is ridiculous.
Why?
Tommy doesn't need a shave.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, very much. Thank you. Vera.
Uh-huh.
A watered down to catch your bottles.
Mel, this just isn't fair. I always get stuck with the menial tasks, and I really want to do something more stimulating.
Okay, take out the garbage. Alice, this is going to be more fun than I thought. You didn't tell me that this was a hunting trip.
What are you talking about, a hunting trip?
You got to read the whole thing. There, look. It says a hunting trip. Here, read that. I'm going to go in the back to check to see if I have any ammo left.
A hunting trip? They're going on a hunting trip?
Yeah, that sounds like fun. They'll probably head up north toward Flagstaff.
Why don't you stick cool your lips off? I'm not sending my kid on a hunting trip.
Look. I just heard you set up the whole thing with mail.
I set up camping, not hunting.
Well, hell, Alice, this is the West. Hunting is what folks do.
Well, it may be what folks do. It ain't what Tommy's going to do.
Honey, what are you talking about? Didn't you see Tommy's face when he left here? You going to pull the rug out from under him?
Listen, Flo, I don't like hunting. I don't like guns, and I don't like killing. He could get hurt. I want my kid in front of the fireplace, not over it.
Well, I guess you got to do what you got to do, but I tell you, if there's no trip, you're going to have one disappointed feller on your hands.
Well, he's 12 years old. He'll get over it.
I was talking about mail.
Hi.
Hi, Mom. Look at all this great stuff I borrowed. We don't have to buy a thing.
Tommy, I want to talk to you.
Mom, I got to tell you, I lied to you this afternoon. You'll never know how much I wanted to go on this trip.
I want to talk to you about this trip.
You know, whenever these father and son things come up, I always feel like different, an outsider, left out thing. But not this time, no sir, unlike all the other guys. And I owe it to you, Mom.
Thanks. Oh, boy. Now, what were you going to say?
When? About what?
You wanted to talk about the trip, remember?
No.
Just before. Yeah, you did.
Well, I can't remember. I guess it wasn't too important. I forgot.
But how could you for-
Well, there you go.
Yeah?
Mr. Hyatt home?
Tommy
Hyatt.
Oh, yeah.
This is for him.
Oh, there you go. Thanks.
What is it?
I don't know. Thank you.
No tip?
That's right. Go see Harry the barber. He owes us a shave. You get a rich girlfriend send you flowers?
Not unless it's Annie Oakley.
Who would send you a gun?
Tommy, we're gonna have a real blast. Your pal Mel. Oh, boy, my own rifle. Isn't it great? Morning.
Morning.
Oh, Alice, how did it go last night? Did Tommy take the bad news all right?
I didn't tell him. Well, he wants to go on this trip so bad, I couldn't take it away from him.
Oh, I'm glad, honey. You're doing the right thing. Where's Mel?
He's out shopping for the trip. I didn't tell him either. Oh, Flo, I want Tommy to go on a father and son thing so bad. It's just I hate the whole idea of guns, hunting, killing.
Well, sugar, hunting's all part of being a man. It's not my favorite part, but it's a part. Let's face it, boys like guns.
I gave birth to Tommy Hyatt, not Billy the Kid.
Pick up. Well, now, just a minute, Alice. There's a lot of good reasons for hunting. Like food.
Oh, come on, will you?
Well, since when did you become a vegetarian? That chicken we had last night didn't exactly commit Harry Carey.
It also didn't have Colonel Sanders running after it with a machine gun and a bottle of barbecue sauce.
It's not different. Something's alive, and then it's dead. We're just talking about how it gets there. Where do you think steaks, chops, and roasts come from?
The supermarket. I'm saying, Flo, those animals are raised for food.
Well, that's my point. They're born to lose. At least the deer has a chance.
Oh, yeah, I can just see the deer negotiating with the hunter. Would you take cash instead? How about lamb chops this week?
Well, now look at it this way, Alice. It's conservation. You see, there's millions of deers, and there's not enough food for them, so you have to thin out the herds.
I'd rather send them to Weight Watchers.
See, hunting cuts down on the animal population.
Oh, I see. Birth control by bullet.
That's right. It's all scientific. Like, when you go hunting, you only kill the male.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You mean the duck hunter looks up first and checks for pantyhose? Come on, Flo. I just don't understand the pleasures of shooting at animals.
Well, honey, that's because you've never been hunting. Hey, Floyd, you're going up there with the boys. Tell Alice about deer hunting.
Oh, there ain't nothing like it in the whole wide world, Alice. Centering a great big buck in crosshairs, taking a deep breath, and slowly squeezing one off. Pat! Clean shoulder shot.
Why didn't you just blast him between the eyes, Floyd?
Oh, taxidermist don't like that. That spoils a trophy. I mean, if I'm going to get me a good buck, I'm going to want to stuff it.
I'd like to tell you where.
Well, I got to be going. Got to pick up a little lady. Don't want to be late for Bible class.
Well, did Floyd get through to you?
Yep, right between the eyes. Look, it may be all right for some people, okay? I'll give you that. But I don't want my kid doing it.
Well, all I got to say is he might make up his mind different when he grows up to be a man.
That is true, but until then, he is a boy, and he's going to live by this woman's rules, and tonight I'm telling him no going hunting.
So what's wrong with hunting?
Tommy, you know how I feel about guns and killing.
So why don't you ask me how I feel?
All right. How do you feel? Come on, tell me how you feel.
I don't know. But how do you expect me to find out if I don't go?
Now, don't get logical when I'm hysterical.
Mommy, just being female.
Well, that's what mothers do best, Tommy.
Tommy, listen, you've never killed anything.
Yes, I have.
What?
Flies, ants, and spiders.
Oh, that's not the same thing. Those are bugs.
So I've been promoted.
Tommy, these are animals. They're alive. They're lovable.
Look, I didn't expect to go. I wasn't planning on going. You started the whole thing.
Tommy, don't you understand? I'm doing this for your own good because I love you.
You mean all the other guys have mothers who hate them?
What I'm saying is, it's dangerous to go hunting. You read about hunting accidents all the time. You could get hurt. All right. Okay, listen, I'll let you go, if you promise.
Anything?
No gun and no hunting.
Mom, that's like sending me to Disneyland and not letting me go on the rides. Now, what do you want me to do, cook for everybody? You're making me different again.
Leave the gun at home, take a camera instead.
Sure, and spend the day looking for a deer who's smiling. No way.
All right, then I'm sorry that if you don't want to play by my rules, you don't go.
Mom, I can't do that.
Then you don't go. And I'm calling Mel now and telling him to forget the whole thing.
Look, Mom, I gotta go. I told everybody I was going. I borrowed Peter's equipment. The guys are gonna think I'm some kind of a sissy. I gotta go.
Only one way. No gun, no hunting, and no Mel. Not home.
Mom, you're wrong. And you gotta let me go.
I don't want to discuss it.
Mom!
And that's it.
What?
Where are they? They should be back by now. They've been gone forever. He doesn't even have a little red hat. He could have been shot.
No, they don't shoot you for not wearing a little red hat. Now, nothing's happened. He's with Mel, and they've only been gone overnight.
So why hasn't he called?
Well, sugar, they're up in the mountains. You want him to send smoke signals? Now, Alice, relax.
Little stinker. He's never run out on me like that. In the middle of the night, he runs out, and he leaves me a note addressed to whom it may concern.
Alice, you're not being rational. When he gets back, you sit him down and have a talk with him.
Yeah, when I get through with him, he won't be able to sit down.
Alice, the boys just went hunting.
Just hunting? He knows how I feel about hunting. I hate hunting, and I hate guns, and I hate killing. And when he comes back, I'm going to murder him.
Hey, the great white hunters are home.
Yes, Tommy, is he all right?
He's fine. He's unloading the truck. I think now that he's a man, he can unload something for himself.
Will you cut out that macho stuff? I'm raising a kid, not Kojak.
Hi, Mom.
Tommy?
Hi, Mel. How'd it go?
Oh, it was fine. It was great.
What? Why did you take him?
What are you talking about? You were the one who begged me to.
Didn't he tell you I didn't want him going hunting?
No. But, Alice, you would have been so proud of me. It was two for two.
Oh, my God.
What'd he beg?
Well, the first shot, he got Floyd's new pickup.
Oh, you're kidding. That's Floyd's pride and joy.
And then Tommy got himself a buck.
You're not talking about money, are you?
No.
I didn't think so.
Alice, it was 160 pounds. It was an ounce. Oh, when he killed that buck, he was so great. Oh, he didn't say a word. He was just like an old pro. You know that feeling afterward? That quiet feeling of conquest?
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Come on, Flo. I want to show you that buck.
Okay.
Sorry, Mom.
Why'd you go, Tom?
I wanted to be one of the boys.
And did killing that deer make you one of the boys?
No, Mom. It was awful. I'm going to see those eyes the rest of my life.
I tried to tell you, Tommy.
I know. And whatever you do to me, I deserve it.
I'm not going to punish you. I think you've been punished enough.
I'm never, ever going to go hunting again.
A deer taught you a lesson, huh?
Sure did.
All right, now listen. Whenever we have a disagreement, no more running away. We talk it out. Okay?
Got a deal.
I know it's tough to be a kid. It's tough to be a mother, too. But somebody's got to make the decisions around here.
I understand.
Now, why don't you run on home and hop into a nice hot bath?
A bath? Are you kidding? Mom, you said you weren't going to punish me.